Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Welcome from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. And as Hanukkah comes to an end and Christmas approaches this week, our schedules get just a little bit flexible. Houses feel a little cozier, and then we pretend things kind of slow down, even in real estate. Again, I'm Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and I am so glad you're here. Thanks for spending part of your Sunday with me. It is a beautiful day outside. It is not as cold as it could be. And, you know, people, real estate people, love to say nothing happens in the winter, especially the week of Christmas. I get it. From my experience, the best time to sell your home is whenever you and your house are ready. Sure, winter can feel a bit slow, but if your house isn't on the market, it's guaranteed not to sell. Touching base with sellers, wishing them happy holidays, we agreed that there's a pretty strong likelihood that we were not going to sell this year. But then, this week, not one, but two offers came in within just a few hours of each other, and it proves that you never know who might be in the market, even this week before Christmas. One of those offers was ratified the first day, and the second one was ratified the next day. It's really, really great reminder that homes can find buyers no matter what the season. It might be too late to close by the end of this year, because it's only another not very far away. If you're on the fence about listing your home and it's ready, go for it. You might miss the chance to connect with the perfect buyer if you wait, because who would have thought that the week before Christmas, two homes would have gone on contract? Who has time Christmas week to do the home inspections and the title work and the appraisals and all that stuff? We are pretty sure we can get it done. And every season has its own charm. Cozy winter vibe could be just what someone is looking for in a new home. So what I say to all of you out there and to your real estate agents out there, happy selling. Anytime, every day, homes sell. People are looking for their special home. They are thinking about it. And I'm wondering, I'd love to hear next week if anybody tells us that any other homes were sold this week. That would be a really, really good thing to hear. So if you're a real estate agent and you've sold this week, or if you sell in the coming week and you want to give me a call and tell us about it, you can reach me right here at 410-922-6680. And again, this is All About Real Estate. I am having, as you can hear, a pretty darn good time in real estate. I thought I would maybe just make this a little more humorous and talk about buyer and seller confessions. We don't talk about these things enough. All these years in real estate, I've learned that it's never just the houses that make this business interesting. It's always the people, the questions, the hesitations, the proud moments, the nerves, the excitement, and yes, the confessions. There are things buyers and sellers feel, but they don't always say it out loud. And those moments are where the real story begins. I've met buyers who walk into a home, who fall in love instantly. You can see it. Eyes wide, pulse racing, already picturing the sofa in the living room. Then, a few hours later, the panic sets in, and you hear, oh my goodness, are we doing the right thing? And they change their mind. Real estate probably is the only business where you can go from loving a dream home to deep doubt in just the time it may take you to find a parking spot. And sellers, oh boy, I love my sellers. I love all of them. Even I have those that says the avocado green refrigerator is retro chic and the pink bathroom tile is coming back and that wallpaper has absolute personality. And you know what? They are not wrong. Every home has its own charm. Buyers have their own opinions, too, and they don't always match. There is also the emotional side nobody talks about. Buyers ask friends and siblings and coworkers and neighbors for advice. Everyone means well, but somehow the opinions pile up higher than the appraisal. Someone will always ask, are you sure you can afford that? Or, why move so far from your parents? Or my personal favorite is, I think you should wait until prices and rates come down. And suddenly, that perfect home that they loved starts looking less perfect. Buyer and seller confessions, the things we don't even talk about enough. After all these years that the buyers who walk in and they go through their own version of this nerves before showings, excitement after feedback, confusion when every buyer wants something different. It's personal. It always is. So here's my confession. I think all of these feelings are normal. They're healthy. They're human. You're just wondering. You're second guessing or even laughing at the absurdity of it all. You're right where most people are. So when you get a little crazy when you're dealing with real estate, you know what? It's kind of normal many times. I know you don't want to hear that, but it is because real estate is not just buying or selling. It's stepping into the next chapter of your life. Sometimes that means you need some hand-holding, sometimes more than a little bit of honesty, and a whole lot of understanding. That's what makes each day enjoyable. That's what keeps me loving this business. If you're in the middle of your own confession, my phone is on. No judgment, just guidance. You're welcome to give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, or you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. One of the other questions I just got in the last couple of weeks is, can I buy a home that needs a lot of work? That's a common question buyers are afraid to ask because they're saying, if I buy a home that needs work, will the lender turn me down? Many homes are not picture perfect. Some have older kitchens, some have worn carpet, some have tired wallpaper or roofs that have seen better days. Yet, these homes are often in the best locations with strong bones and wonderful potential. The good news is that buyers can absolutely purchase a home that needs cosmetic updates. Lenders aren't judging your future kitchen photos. They're looking for safety, for structure, for basic functionality, a missing step, a broken handrail. A leak may require attention before closing, but outdated cabinets, old carpet, rarely, if ever, stop a loan. Even VA and FHA loans often approve a home that simply needs updating. And many repairs can be handled before closing, and they can be negotiated with the seller or addressed through something called a renovation loan. Buyers can roll the improvement cost into the mortgage, allowing them to personalize the home after settlement. It's also a great option for buyers who see that potential and the value. Buyers who skip homes because they're not so perfect, the lawn isn't quite right, you don't like the color of the rooms that are painted. Sometimes those not so perfect houses may be your best opportunity if you're looking for a bargain, if you're looking to do a lot of the work yourself, if you're capable of doing that. And homes that need a bit of work often offer long-term value. They're usually larger lots, great neighborhoods. Buying a home does not need that you don't settle on it. It means you find a home that needs work, you create a space that truly fits your style and needs. Again, lenders are not looking for that perfection, and everything else like paint and flooring and cabinets and lightings, all of them can be updated later. Sometimes the right home is not that pretty, shiny home with the new granite countertops. It's the one that needs someone with a vision. If you want to know which issues matter, what can wait, and how renovation loans work, give me a call. I'm always happy to guide you. If I don't know the answer, I've got wonderful lenders around that can talk to you and guide any buyer through their options and help them look beyond the obvious. And I'm going to tell you, even though you're busy this week, even though it is Christmas week, don't stop looking if you're serious about purchasing a home, because there are sellers who right now you could negotiate to get a home under contract before the end of the year. Questions about that, or if there's a lender out there, how quickly, if somebody went under contract today, how quickly could you get them to settlement if they are ready? Love to hear from anybody who is listening. You are listening to All About Real Estate. You're listening to Margaret Rome. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410 530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Welcome back. This is All About Real Estate Christmas Week. Nothing happens in real estate at this time of the year. So let me just tell you about the homes that something did happen this week. Two of my listings, you've heard me talk about them in the last few weeks, my home at David Avenue and my home at Betlow James Place. They both had showings. They both received offers, and they both right now have too late signs. I'm going to tell you more about that after we take, we have a Donnie in Towson. Good afternoon, Donnie.
Good afternoon to you, and a Merry Christmas coming up to you, Margaret. I just want to just tell your listeners out there not only what a fine human being you are, but you helped us, insured us, because I asked you a lot of questions about the real estate and this and how it was being handled, and you sort of like put us in the right direction, and you sort of like took a lot of the stress and the anxiety away, and I don't know how to thank you so much for that, and I feel so blessed, and Patty and I, and I'm pretty sure the people that listen to you too, Margaret, that you really know what you're doing, and I can't tell you how grateful we are in words. I really can't.
Well, you're making my day. Tell me how I helped you guys. Did we sell a house? Did we buy a house?
Well, you said hang on. You're doing everything right. And, you know, because we were concerned about the people coming in. Maybe they're going to break something and disturb something.
Got it. Yes, you called. Your home was on the market, and yep. You were concerned about how the house was being shown.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you? Did you talk to your real estate agent?
Yeah, we go to settlement next. We go to settlement on the 30th, so everything went well, but I'm glad we had you to rely on just to reassure the listeners out there how grateful we are in even the station to have you guide us through the unknown.
Well, you know what? That was really interesting. You and I have never met. You called me, and you were very concerned that how do people, who's showing the house, and what if they leave the lights on?
Right.
Not the lights on, because you're home. They didn't like the fact that you were home, which
yep.
agents will say, do not be at home.
Right.
You had some real concerns, but actually, your real estate agent was doing everything right. What the agent wasn't doing with you is communicating.
Absolutely.
And right now, what has happened is because you let the agent do what they were supposed to do,
right?
You are under contract and going to settlement this month?
Yeah, we're going to settlement the 30th, next week.
That is pretty amazing. Again, as I say, nothing happens in December. And here is another. Here's a third home that's under contract and going to settlement. I am very proud of you and very appreciative that you called. I loved, you know, when I first got your call, I was thinking, uh-oh, I can't talk to this guy. He's already listed with a real estate
right.
agent. I can't step on anybody's toes. And I, what I did is I looked up your home.
Right.
And I went through the way the house was listed, the
right.
remarks. And I'm telling you, your agent did an excellent job.
He did.
His remarks were perfect. How to get and show the house,
right.
all of that was just done with a great deal of professionalism. And I'm glad that you were able to ask the questions and then pick up the phone and call your agent and ask him or her to just do some follow-up. Tell me what's happening. Don't make me wonder. And
yeah.
here we are a week later, and boom, you are under contract.
You took us by the hand, and it's good to have somebody that knows their business. And believe me, you know your business. And I just wanted, if things didn't go right, I wanted a backup. And that backup was you.
Well, you were, what you sounded like when you called me is that you wanted to to change agents.
Right.
And when I asked you how long you'd been on the market, it was what, 2 weeks or not?
Absolutely, yep.
2 whole weeks and
yep.
your house hadn't sold. Well, I've had people like that.
Yep.
What do you mean, you know, the house
yep.
has been on the market and it hasn't sold? And,
yep.
and why aren't you doing what you're supposed to be doing? And it really is.
You know, we're so blessed to have you on WCBM and all the listeners out there. I'll tell you what, I have other relatives, too, and I'm going to highly recommend you. And because it's smooth sailing, you know, with you. You know what you're doing. You know, if you come into turbulence, steady as she goes, and you held our hands. And, you know, I'm 78 years old, and you reassured us, hey, you know, everything's okay. Just, you know, stay with him and this and this and that. That's, a reassurance is a big deal.
Well, what I'm so pleased about, listen, guys, I did not pay Donnie to call in. Donnie and I have never met. This was a straight phone call from Donnie's concern about how his house was listed and why he wasn't finding out after the people left. I think you even had one agent told you shouldn't even be in your own house.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. And you said if we do have a right to be there, but don't let them interfere, you know, just stay there and let them do whatever they want. I was concerned with it because a lot of them were, one agent came in, he started stomping his foot, and then he took his hands and he, instead of opening up the blinds, he just pushed the blinds down, and then he pushed the window down. And, you know, you could break windows and stuff. And then he says, oh, well, if anything is broken, we fix it. But when you're dealing with a historical house and windows that's been refinished and repainted and recaulked, you got to be worried about. You can do a lot of damage, and it takes a lot to replace a pane because you got to replace it, and then you got to caulk it, and then it's a lot involved in it.
I think what was happening is that person came into your house. You didn't feel like that person was showing respect for your
Absolutely
home.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
And you didn't know who was coming in, how they were coming in, whether they were qualified.
Right.
And we cannot ask every agent, are you sure your property, the buyer that's coming to see this property is qualified? That's that agent's job is to pre-qualify those people before they come into your house.
And then they're stamping on the floors and this and this and that. And I said to myself, what's, you know, we are, and I didn't come in there and take over. I said, any questions you need to ask, you can ask me. And I'm right here. But some of them get very offensive with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you didn't give up. I'm glad that your perception of how your house was on the market was straightened out, and that you waited it out instead of a week, instead of 2 weeks. You're going to settlement at the end of this month, and that is a wonderful thing. Thank you, Donnie, for calling in.
Thank you so much, Margaret. And I'll tell you what, these people should feel blessed having you out there promoting what you do. You're absolutely good at what you do.
Thank you so much. You have a great day and a very, very, very smooth settlement.
Thank you, Margaret, for all your work.
Thank you. It's interesting. I know I had a property listed not too long ago, and I think it was on the market for 30 days. And it was a very, very, very unusual property. As you know, I'm kind of famous for them. And the owner was really, really upset that we hadn't had a showing. And I want to tell you that the first time people see your house is not when they walk into your house. Those first showings all happen online. That's why, as you heard me talking to Donnie, to find out if his property was properly listed, did it have the information that the agents needed? Did it have the photographs so you could see each of the rooms? You could see the yard? Because when people are out there looking for homes, they are doing it first online. They are looking to see if the exterior looks good, and they rule out houses immediate. One look, it's not right, you've got bad pictures, they may just not come back to them. And I remember, and some of you remember, where people just used to drive through the neighborhoods, look at houses, and wonder what the house looked like inside. That traditional approach just got them to feel like they were in the right neighborhood and they were trying to visualize. But right now, people can really get a very good idea of the home by what they're seeing if it's properly put online. That's why I say when you list your house, make sure you take a look at your listing. How does it look to the internet? How does it look to other agents? How does it look when a buyer is just browsing? They're not thinking about, they're just looking at pretty houses. How does that house stack up to the other houses in the neighborhood? Does it show a clean, uncluttered kitchen? Does it show a neat backyard? Does it show laundry piled up or doors open or cluttered kitchen cabinets? Take a look at it. When somebody says to me, how clean do I have the house in order to take photos? Because I say, we can't list it until we get the photos. Well, what do I have to do? And I'd stand in their kitchen and I would say, let's take a look. So I take my phone, pick my phone up, and I would take a picture of the kitchen counter. And then I would just show it to them without even looking at it and saying, is this the way you want your home to look on the internet? Is this the way you want buyers and sellers, the buyers and real estate agents to see it? And they go, oh, no, I don't put that on there. I said, okay, let's get your kitchen in order so when you put a camera on it that you would feel good about it. If you feel good about it with your camera on it, think how good you're going to feel when we do professional photos and the lighting is just right. That is what we're looking for. It doesn't mean you've got to redust because the camera won't pick the dust up, but I think you're getting what I'm saying. You know, the beds are made, your windows are clean and bright, your curtains and shades are open. Again, if your windows aren't clean, they are going to be noticed. If they are clean, they're not going to be noticed. And sometimes we want to have things not be noticed. And we are about to take another break. If you would like to call in, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
However you're getting around these days,
I remember when we were driving in your car.
Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Start your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
There's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home. Sweet home.
What a perfect lead-in. Noah, thank you. Home for the holidays. Well, let me tell you about a couple of homes that might make it for the holidays. I've got a property this is one that you're going to need or want the location. You're going to want to fix it up. Either you're going to want to fix it up and live in it, or maybe you want to do an addition to it. It is in one of the perfect locations of desire. I shouldn't say perfect, desirable locations that check the right box and match for many of the right buyers. Let me tell you where it is and let me tell you about it. The property is at 7617 7 Mile Lane. It just may be the perfect location. It is private. It's on a shared driveway, so you're off of the main street. You have a level lot, so that if you decided you wanted to do add a garage or add a two-level addition, you've got room for it. Not that this house is small. It's about 2,600 square feet. There are three levels. It's set on a more than a third of an acre lot, and it's so tucked away you wouldn't know it existed. So that if you're looking for that privacy, but yet close to everything, I think you should give me a call about this home. Again, it could be enlarged. If you drive around this neighborhood, you will find that homes around there have been torn down and McMansions have been put up. So drive around Smith Avenue, drive around 7 Mile Lane, take a look and see if this is a spot for you. Maybe you're working with a builder, maybe you're working with an architect, maybe you're working with a contractor who could take this 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3-level home with a great big deck, 4 bedrooms. Two of the bedrooms upstairs are connecting, so they could be to share. They could be a double primary suite. Lots of ways you could use it. It could be your primary suite. It could be an adjacent home office. Lots of times people want that two-room suite just to have that extra privacy. And I think I've told you before, when I've done some researching, we found that there's quite a large population of married couples who choose to sleep separately, whether it's because of snoring or anything like that, or when one isn't feeling well. It's nice to have that second place to go to sleep. And when you're marketing a property like this, you just don't talk about rooms and measurements. You got to talk about, what is the market asking for? How does this home meet demand? Buyers don't just fall in love with numbers. They fall in love with location. They fall in love with possibility. And I think this home has both of them. Because you cannot see it from the street, people don't know about it. They aren't just sold. They need to be recognized and then transformed into something really special. If you're interested in this home, again, it is located at 7617 7 Mile Lane. What's a landmark for that? It is right next to the Pikesville Junior High School. So the other perks of that is, if you're having a big party, if you're entertaining on the weekend, you can use the school's parking lot. If you've got kids and they want a sleigh ride, they can use the school grounds. And you've got the privacy of it being close to everything, walking distance to everything, but off the main street, giving you that security of the large lot and the large deck. And it is a 4-bedroom colonial. Questions about this home, 7617 7 Mile Lane, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410 410- 530-2400. Another property that I have, very unusual, very, very lovely, very much done in total perfection of a home that is more than 80 years old, that is all stone. It has a roof on it that could last forever, like hundreds, 100 years. It's called a tin turn roof. It has two bedrooms, a bathroom, hardwood floors that have all been completely, I don't mean refinished, I mean reworked. You walk through this home that's almost 80 years old, you do not hear a squeak in the floors. You do not even see electrical outlets. They have been concealed. This home has, if you should want to make an addition to the property, because there's plenty of room in back, this room already has the systems that are big enough to take that addition. I'm talking about your heating. I'm talking about your air conditioning. There is plenty of power to run a much, much larger home. So just think about having that much power in a smaller home. House heats up quickly, house cools down quickly, saving some money there. It's got a beautiful, beautiful landscape backyard. It's private. It's got unique seating areas. And when the weather is good, it's a lovely place to entertain or just to be alone, because the way it is landscaped, it gives you tremendous, tremendous amount of privacy. And if you're wondering, where is this two-bedroom, single-family home with an attic, with a finished basement, give me a call. It's at 6240 Woodcrest Avenue, 21209, and that's in the Cheswold area of Baltimore City. If you're interested in a very adorable stone cottage that's in immaculate, done to perfection, give me a call, 410-530-2400. It is time for another break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply happy.
Welcome back. Another happy song for this week. Thank you, Noah. And thank you, Noah, for being here for me this past year and almost every Sunday and putting the callers through and always having a smile. Just so pleasant. What a terrific producer. I hope the people at CBM are listening in and maybe can do something special for you for the coming year. I wanted to tell you about the other home that went under contract this week. I think the thing I want to tell you is how very, very special my seller is, how much confidence she has in me. This home is located at 3123 Betlow James Place, but it is too late. We did find the right buyer. We found the right real estate agent who understood that this house was really a fabulous buy. It had a new roof. It had a new furnace. It had new air conditioning. It had new hot water heater. All of those major things it had. And it even had a whole house generator. It had a big backyard that was fenced in with storage sheds. Just an absolute gem of a home. But this house needed painting. This house needed the flooring resanded. The bathrooms needed some work. This is a house that somebody with the vision, and you didn't have to have much vision when you've got a three-level split in a really nice location with a front and backyard and a driveway. You didn't need that much vision. You just needed to say, you know, we could get this home at a good price. We can choose our own paint colors. We can choose our own carpet. If we don't want to replace the carpet, what we'll do is we'll resand all the hardwood floors, make them all match. This house will be absolutely stunning. It has high ceilings throughout. It has an eat-in kitchen. It could be an open floor plan. And as I've been saying all along, it has, don't get me wrong, guys, you know how I feel about all of my listings, but this is one seller who truly has been with me the whole time, all the appointments, and this is the one we had some problems with. We had agents make appointments, and they showed up 2 hours later. We had someone make an appointment and showed up an hour early. We had several agents who just didn't show up at all. We had agents who called at 5 o'clock and said, I want to see it at 5:15. I don't know why we had so many and so much of that type of situation, but I can tell you that my seller at 3123 Betlow James Place was a trooper throughout this entire ordeal, and I'm very proud of her, and I'm very proud that we are under contract. Our home inspection, both of our home inspections actually are this week. We were lucky we could find inspectors that are working Christmas week. As soon as that goes through, the appraisals will be done. And again, we've got people that are really happy that are buying a home before the end. Well, they have bought a home before the end of the year. They won't settle until right after the beginning of the year. But it's really a very, very happy time to think, what did you get for the holidays? we bought a home. We bought a home that we love. The excitement that I'm able to share with buyers and sellers when this happened. And it's not just about the holidays when it's happening. It's about all year long when the right home and the right buyer, the right seller are all matched up. That's what real estate is all about. And again, this is the last day of Hanukkah. It is the Christmas week, and I hope that you're comfortable in your home. Thanks for spending part of your day with me, Margaret Rome, and I'll be right here next week.
Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for
this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.